Thank you, Madam President. Since this is the first time that my delegation is taking the floor under the Presidency of Finland, I'd like to begin by congratulating you and assuring you of our fullest support. We'd like to thank you, Madam President, for organizing a discussion on the subject of nuclear risk reduction. We would also like to thank the distinguished panelists for their presentations. Let me at the outset underscore that my delegation believes that nuclear weapons pose the gravest danger to humanity. The best assurance against their use or threat of use is simply their complete elimination. Madam President, as long as states that possess nuclear weapons believe that nuclear weapons constitute a critical element of their security strategy, the goal of their complete elimination will remain elusive. We believe that reducing the salience of nuclear weapons in strategic and security doctrines and policies could contribute to the objective of complete elimination of nuclear weapons. India believes that the hair trigger posture of nuclear forces carries the risk of unintentional or accidental use of nuclear weapons. It is in this context that India introduces an annual resolution in the UN General Assembly on reducing nuclear danger. This resolution calls for steps to reduce the risk of unintentional or accidental use of nuclear weapons, including through de-alerting and de-targeting of nuclear weapons. It is supported by a substantial majority of member states. India's annual resolution on a convention on the prohibition of the use of nuclear weapons, tabled since 1982 in the UN General Assembly, requests the Conference on Disarmament to commence negotiations on an international convention prohibiting the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons under any circumstances. My delegation believes that nuclear risk reduction remains an interim measure. The main goal is nuclear disarmament. I would like to make a reference here to India's working paper on nuclear disarmament submitted to the CD in 2007, CD/1816. In this paper, India has reiterated the call for a step-by-step process towards the goal of nuclear disarmament, which is underwritten by a universal commitment and an agreed global and non-discriminatory multilateral framework. This includes negotiation of a convention on the complete prohibition of the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. We believe that the multilateral, universal, and legally binding agreement prohibiting the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons would help to generate the necessary political will among states possessing nuclear weapons to engage in negotiations leading to the total elimination of nuclear weapons. It would also contribute to the mitigation of the nuclear threat in the interim, pending the complete elimination of nuclear weapons. As a part of our doctrine of credible minimum nuclear deterrence, India has espoused the policy of no first use and non-use against non-nuclear weapon states. We are prepared to convert these undertakings into multilateral legal arrangements. India is committed to working with the international community to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons and their means of delivery through strong national export controls and membership of multilateral export control regimes. The UNGA resolution, Measures to Prevent Terrorists from Acquiring Weapons of Mass Destruction, gives expression to the deep concerns of the international community with respect to the risks posed by terrorists gaining access to WMDs and to sensitive materials and technologies. Madam President, India stands ready to work with fellow member states towards the shared objective of a world free of nuclear weapons. I thank you.